Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Norm Inger, e-government program director in the Office of Personnel Management. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo, also from IBM. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, Norm, let's start by sort of focusing on the mission and the activities of OPM. Could you describe for our listeners what OPM does?
The main job of OPM is to build a high-quality and diverse federal workforce based on merit system principles. To do this, OPM works with the President, the Congress, departments and agencies to help them to develop and implement good human capital policies that in turn let the agencies meet their strategic objectives. OPM is essentially a consulting organization that guides the federal government, the civilian sector, to improve how it works with, manages, and guides development of human capital.
So you would characterize the relationship between OPM, use the word guide. What's the relationship between OPM and, say, the rest of the federal government? How would you describe that?
Well, the OPM has the mandate, if you will, to give policy guidance to the civilian sector of the government, the human capital officers throughout the civilian sector, to properly manage their personnel and payroll systems, and all the systems that deal with the federal employee.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role as the e-government program director for OPM?
My role is the e-program director, and the OPM received 25 of the 24 original e-gov initiatives. The five e-gov initiatives, which we'll talk about shortly, deal with human capital. The mandate of e-government is to transform government business systems. Therefore, in this context, the OPM initiatives seek to transform the human resource or human capital systems in the federal agencies. What is interesting in this context is that the OPM, I believe, has been successful in this mission because we are the second agency to achieve green status, which is given by OMB to agencies that meet all of their criteria and milestones for e-government. So right now, we have just achieved green status in e-government. Let me also add that e-government is a little bit unique in the sense that what we're talking about is not minor band-aid changes to systems. We're looking at transformational change, which means major radical change to how the government does business. What's also very relevant here is we're talking about change in a very short space of time. eGov has objectives to transform systems within 18 to 24 months. We wind up with a very, very ambitious schedule to accomplish these things. I work very closely with the director of OPM, Kay Coles James, the OPM officials, and the agencies to, in effect, put into place and implement the vision of e-government. I also, of course, work closely with the CIO of OPM because we have to work within the infrastructure developed by the OPM CIO.
I know in other agencies there are also e-government lead positions. Can you talk a little bit about some of those positions and the advantages of having such a role?
Well, there were, as I said before, 24 e-gov initiatives. Every agency that has an e-gov initiative has assigned a project manager for the initiative. This is because of what I said earlier, namely, you're looking at radical change in a very, very short space of time, 18 to 24 months. Therefore, to accomplish that, each of the 24 initiatives has a project manager, and each agency that is a managing partner, such as OPM, has assigned a manager for that purpose. These are really government-wide in scope. So just because an agency has an initiative, it means, in effect, the agency is responsible for working across the government to provide a government-wide solution. The perception here is not agency-centric, but government-wide. So as we'll talk about in a few minutes here, what we have developed from OPM are used throughout the federal government, not just by OPM.
Thanks, Norm. How many employees would you say work for the e-government program at OPM, and what kind of skill sets do they have?
I have approximately 60 individuals working for me in the OPM eGov program. These 60 individuals are a combination of full-time OPM personnel and contractors and detailees. The eGov initiatives really require quite a spectrum of skills. We have IT specialists, human resource specialists, risk management specialists, a wide range, security specialists, privacy specialists. We really wind up with a mosaic and quite a spectrum of people required to effectively design, develop, and implement an eGov initiative.
Can you tell me a little bit about your career prior to joining OPM, and what type of skills do you think best prepared you for the eGov program lead at OPM?
Well, my background has essentially been private sector. I ran my own computer system integration firm for many, many years, for over 20 years, providing basically systems and e-commerce solutions to federal and commercial clients. My firm was acquired about 4 or 5 years ago by Computer Associates, a very large system software and business software firm. And I therefore wound up running a smaller firm and then working as a vice president for a very large firm. And then what happened is that approximately 2 years ago, I got a call from the chief of staff of OPM asking me to come down and talk to them. I was quite unprepared for this. I went down, and essentially the chief of staff and director asked me if I would be interested in public service. And I'd always had some interest in this, but never really focused upon where I would do public service. I met and talked to the chief of staff and the director and was very impressed by their vision and their dedication to transforming federal systems. And I was asked to interview for the position. I interviewed, among other people, and I was selected to become the OPM eGov program manager. I must say that my prior many, many years in the business, and especially my private sector background with IT information systems for many, many years, prepared me very, very well for the current position.
When you think about your days in the private sector, how would you compare the management styles used in the private sector versus the public sector?
Well, I was a bit surprised that in reality, the difference is not that dramatic. The senior executives in the federal sector are judged upon such qualifications as leading change, leading people, results-driven, business acumen, building coalitions. Well, these are very, very much the same criteria used to judge successful managers in the private sector. What has happened is that the government is more and more looking to the private sector for metrics and ways to improve its operations. I see more and more the transfer of solutions, metrics, and ideas from the private sector into the federal government. So therefore, in that sense, I don't think at this point in time you're talking about a dramatic difference in the criteria or the mode of operation of successful federal people or private sector individuals. Let me also mention that I was very, very pleasantly surprised to find when I joined the government that I had 5 project managers that were very, very talented. I was very impressed by the caliber of the people I had to work with, working for me, and I remain very, very impressed by the dedication and the hard work and the results of the people working for me in the federal sector.
Let me ask the question again, only this time focusing on your technical skills, because you describe your experiences leading technology organizations. How about comparing potential differences between creating technology solutions in the public sector as opposed to or compared to creating them in the private sector?
I don't see a fundamental difference in the process of creating technology solutions in the public versus the private sector. In general, the private sector, though, is where you have the great breakthroughs in IT technology in terms of new software solutions, new hardware solutions, new communication solutions. So in general, The private sector is the leading edge and the cauldron, in effect, where you have most of the breakthroughs in technology. One goal of e-government is to look for the best solutions, whether they be public or private, and then implement the best solutions. What we do is we look carefully at a solution to a business problem in the government and also outside. We do studies and then, of course, benefit analysis, and then we determine where is the best solution, federal or private sector. Let me add that my eGov initiatives have very, very much used the private sector. We've outsourced a number of operations to the private sector. We'll talk some more about this when we discuss USA Jobs e-training. But in effect, we have, under my five initiatives, we have used commercial off-the-shelf commercial software, and we've outsourced several operations from the public to the private sector.
That's an interesting point, especially about the cost comparison. What is GoLearn.gov, and why was OPM recognized for this work? We'll ask Norm Inger of OPM to tell us more about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.